Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamoff, where I help you become successful in everything from audience growth to monetization to branding and marketing and so much more. I want to thank all of those podcasters that I've been working with this month alone in supporting the show, supporting the New York City Podcast Network. And of course, I am all about supporting you and your podcast. I listened to over 1,000 podcast episodes, and I want to actually revisit that one very soon. That's my most popular podcast episode from 2021, and I'm still getting a lot of hits on that one, which is interesting, because I want to tell you what the best podcasts are and what they do after listening to 1,000 of them. It's amazing. I mean, I can't tell you how many episodes I have actually listened to. But this show, in this particular episode, is about whether or not your podcast is more successful with seasons, or is your podcast not successful with seasons? And that's what this whole show is about. I have so many more episodes coming out, so stay tuned and let's keep on going. Now, at the end of this show, I am going to feature the PodSafe music of Meditative Bliss, and you can add their music to your podcast right now. Again, it is PodSafe, and you can get them on the PodSafe music directory of the New York City Podcast Network. Now, let me tell you quickly, Meditative Bliss is an amazing collection of 20-minute music, and you can add it to your podcast and add what you need. I mean, add as much of the music as you want, fit it in if you need to break up the content, and that's what I'm doing here as well. It's all about positive feeling, relaxed feeling, meditative. Meditative Bliss is very relaxing music, and you can get their music on Spotify as well as the New York City Podcast Network's PodSafe Music Directory. And I've been working very closely with the composer, and his name is Kevin Pearson, who actually just went through some of the aftermath of Hurricane Ian down in Florida. So I want everybody to at least listen to Meditative Bliss, support Kevin. He and his family are fine during the aftermath of the hurricane, but hey, he was still in it, and you still want to feel for people that go through that. Now, we are going to get into this, but before I do, I want to also announce PodNo 2023 being held on Saturday, February 4th. This is an online podcasting conference hosted by the New York City Podcast Network, and it has 8 speakers on everything from marketing to podcast success and audience growth, everything from 8 different speakers, people who have been in the podcasting space for years. And I hope you all learn. Go to nycpodcastnetwork.com/podno-2023, and I will put the link in the show notes as well. And before we start this episode, I also want to thank those podcasters who I've been working with. They rated me. I want to thank them for all the support to help this show. And let me name them right now in no particular order. 9 of them. So we have John Barnaby from the Free Audiobooks podcast, Christina Gomez from Shifting the Paradigm, Nathan Long from Saybrook University, Fierce Manson from the Fierce Female Network, Alia Jane from How to Do Drugs, Ken Drew of the Taboo Topic podcast, Andy Neely from Under the Badge, Griffin Cork from the Dias Cast, Julie Carrasio from Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. And I again want to thank all of these podcasters for being successful and rating me on Apple. So you guys are awesome. And I really want to help all these podcasts and everyone else too succeed. Let's get into it. Is your show more successful with seasons or not? Some of your podcasts actually have seasons and some do not. For the podcasts that do not have seasons, you have one episode after another, like episode one, episode two, episode 300. But if you do have seasons, you most likely will have no more than 52 episodes, one for each week, if you podcast on a weekly basis and you do everything per year. But it's highly unlikely that you'll have 52 in 1 year, because with seasons, you take a vacation, you take a sabbatical, you stop podcasting for a few months. And that's what I did on this podcast. I'm becoming a successful podcaster. Right now, we're in season two. And believe it or not, I'm actually thinking of revamping that. I'm thinking of having podcasts that are just episodes, no seasons. There is no right or wrong way to do it, but there are pros and cons to both. Obviously, there are pros and cons to everything. There's nothing that you can do that doesn't have one pro and at least one con. But let me just tell you that it is not wrong to have seasons, and it's not wrong to not have seasons. It all depends on your audience members and what do they want, okay? Really important that you consider what your audience wants. I know that you might think it's really cool to have seasons, and you might not want to have seasons. But the question is, what do your audience members really want? And it just depends. The question is, first of all, why do we have seasons, right? We have seasons because this is the way the TV channels do it, as well as the streaming platforms like Netflix and Hulu and Prime, and even YouTube has some. There are some video creators on YouTube that have seasons as well. But the question is that really good for your show? What's cool about having seasons, and one of the pros, is that you get to be like a regular Netflix show, if that's what you want, but an audio version. Or if you have a video podcast, obviously a video version of that. You get to have your own show where people can actually binge watch. And at the end of the season, you take a break for a couple of months, right? We see it with all the successful shows now. We see it with Cobra Kai right now on Netflix, and we see it with a lot of other shows. We even see old shows coming onto Netflix, like Blacklist with James Spader. And that has something like, what, 11 seasons? Walking Dead has 11 seasons. Z Nation has 5. People are binge-watching. And between seasons, you can actually take a break. Now, the question is, and here's the real question you have to ask, does your audience want that? We'll talk about more of this when we come back from these messages, right here on Become a Successful Podcaster. In today's materialistic world, it can be difficult to find the time or motivation for ourselves. It's also easy to slip into a negative mindset, especially in the age of social media and 24/7 news. Meditating is a great way of calming our minds and focusing on what really matters in life. But not all meditation techniques will work for everyone. That is where Genevieve Francisco comes in. She breaks down negative self-talk with her clients so they know how best to use their new understanding about themselves as tools towards mindfulness, better health, and happiness. Her intellectual nourishment program offers an alternative view of what happens inside our heads when we try to manifest something new into our lives. It also provides techniques for using these insights as tools for conscious creation instead of unconsciously creating more pain and suffering. To learn more about Genevieve Francisco and the Intellectual Nourishment Program, visit genevievefrancisco.podia.com. And we are back. Now, we're talking about seasons and should you have them? Or should you just have one episode after another? Well, my friends, we're talking at this particular point about having a seasons, right? Not season part, which we'll talk after that. But it depends on what your audience wants. And yes, you get to take a couple of months off. They all do it on Netflix. But if your audience is really into your podcast and they're enjoying it, this is not a TV show where you're going to lose, fans are going to wait. You might lose fans and you might go to another podcast and forget about yours. That is a really big con. It works fine for binge watching shows like Netflix, but if your audience is really into it, into your show, I advise that you do not have seasons. Because if you have seasons, again, you'll lose audience members. Maybe, I mean, they really are into your podcast. They'll wait. You'll keep them in suspense. That's really cool. But if your audience doesn't want to wait and you're afraid that you have a lot of competition in the podcasting space in your particular category and genre, I suggest you get rid of the seasons, lose the seasons. And this is the reason why I think I'm going to do that as well. I don't want to lose guys like in my audience. I don't want to lose wonderful podcasters like the listeners right now, because I'm just going on this amazing momentum right now and I want to keep it. So I'm thinking of just changing it over right now. I mean, I'm still only in the beginning of season two, so I have a little bit more time to think about it. But one way to find out is if you ask your audience members, hey, do you guys like me having seasons, or do you want to just have one episode after another? Another way to put it is you can ask your audience members if it's okay for you to take a vacation. Don't just take the vacation. You'll lose them. Ask them. Say, hey, and if you actually want to do this, you still want to have seasons, you have to announce that you're going to be ending whatever season you're in right now in about 2 months. Give them 2 months notice that you're ending the season. I've seen a lot of podcasts and I listen to a lot of podcasts that unfortunately just stop. And they have one little line like, hey, we're coming back in 4 months. No, it doesn't work that way. I have never gone back to those podcasts, never. So you have to really know what your audience wants. Now, let's talk about not having seasons. That could also be a little bit of a stressful time on you yourself as the podcaster. And again, these are pros and cons. You won't lose your audience members. I mean, you're going to have one continuous momentum going on, right? It's cool. You don't lose your audience members. And that's a great thing, because your podcast is all about audience growth and sooner or later monetizing. But you really have to keep those audience members. If you are so stressed out, maybe you have a full-time job and this is a side gig for you and you get stressed out, yes, take a month off. But do not tell your podcasters without, like, do not end your podcast of a season without giving them at least 2 months' notice. That's what I did on this podcast between season one and season two. So that's it. And really, there are so many more pros and cons. I just want you to figure out what your audience wants. And if you have seasons and your audience doesn't want that, I would suggest immediately ending whatever season you're in right now and just keep on going with all the podcasts. As a matter of fact, you can probably go back to episode one of season one and just make it episode one and episode two, three, four, all the way down to whatever number you got now. If your Apple podcast is saying that you have 78 episodes, but you have them split up in three seasons, then just take out the seasons and go episode 1, 2, 3, all the way to 78. That's up to you. That's what I think I'm doing here. And I have a lot more episodes coming up to help you guys succeed with your podcast. If you haven't rated this on Apple yet, rate us on Apple. We rate back. And also, again, Podno 2023, is coming up on Saturday, February 4th. Now, without further ado, I'm going to play the music of Meditative Bliss. Again, you can play Meditative Bliss on your show. Is completely pod safe. You will not be sued by anybody, because composer and producer Kevin Pearson would love to be on your show. So definitely go to the PodSafe Music Directory, download Meditative Bliss. There's three songs, and I'm going to play them right now. I'm actually going to play Dreaming right here on Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamloff.